I respect that. It's a lot of work he's putting into it. So now I'm just afraid I'm going to fuck it up because I'm not really sure what he's expected of me. So it really does almost taste exactly like Jägermeister.
You think so?
It's been a long time since I've had Jägermeister, so
I don't. I don't even remember when I've had Jägermeister. What is Jägermeister like schnapps?
No. Jägermeister's got like the 30 different herbs in it.
Okay.
It's super herbaceous. It's what you drink in college because you don't know better.
It's kind of like drinking a Ricola, but not as bad as that would be. It's better than that.
So, okay, yeah. So I feel like we're saying similar things.
Yeah.
But it's drinking a Ricola.
Yeah.
I mean, Ricola just sounds like, hey, Ricola, how you doing? Hey, buddy boy.
It'd be like a Ricola Cola.
Or just a Ricola.
You can just hit me for that. I'm sorry. That was... Ow.
Hi, we are Buddies in Space. You are...
S. Michael Smith, and you are...
M. Michael Carrasi.
And that's us, Buddies in Space.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. Okay, good podcast. All right, I can go play some Fallout 4. You can show yourself out.
So you're enjoying Fallout 4?
Yeah, I hit that point where it's like, all right, I read a couple articles about what the best quests are. That's my new thing.
Have you gotten away from city building?
Yeah. I got into like very loose. I bordered on Slumlord for a while. I had like 15. I was total Donald Trumping it before the presidential.
Yeah, I just can't do that. I can never go into a video game like an RPG and be an asshole character.
Oh, no, I can't either. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like that's saying you're saying that that's exactly what you're doing.
No. So I rescued 15 settlements, Mike, from super mutants.
So you're doing them a favor letting them stay in your reasonably, air quote, priced
just
living
because
quarters.
So many people flocked to my settlements that they didn't have enough water or beds, which they get really pissed off about. It's like, Jesus, fucking lay on the ground, assholes. But yeah, water and food and, you know, they're eating a lot of mutated fruit. I don't give a shit. It makes them happy. Because there's a fucking happiness meter. And that's all I'm trying. I'm just trying to appease the little goddamn smiley face. If it's smiling and it's in green with a green upward arrow, then I'm like, fuck yeah, I don't give two shits about you guys. And then a while goes by and then I found out like half of them died from an attack. And I'm like, oh, that's what that message was.
But they were still happy.
But they died happy. Until the super mutant bit their jugular.
What more could you possibly want than to die happy?
200 years after the apocalypse? I mean, I don't really... Are you asking that much?
Were the survivors that much happier? Like, hey, now I can take that guy's shoes or something. I don't know.
Probably? I don't know. They don't really have that much NPC development in Fallout 4. I did just get hit with like the big twist of the story, and I was like, I kind of saw it coming, but shit, that's actually pretty good.
All right.
It's a good
moment.
Don't
spill that.
No, I'm just saying it was a good moment where I'm a little torn. I was a little torn on what to do.
Oh, so it was like a decision point.
I thought it was. It turned out not to be.
Oh.
So I just kept hitting I don't know, and I was like trying to buy time, and then it ended up making me make the decision I didn't want to make, and I was like, fuck! And then it didn't matter. It wasn't the point that you had to make that decision.
Like killing Eris or Aerith?
Well, you don't have a choice in that.
I know, but you're saying that you didn't have a choice in this either.
No, I did. I just kept trying to delay it by saying I need to think about it. And then it made a decision for me, which really pissed me off.
It was like in Final Fantasy when you delay as long as you can. Like, I'm not going to hit the X button to stab her, but you have to.
What? You don't stab her. Sephiroth does.
What? I thought he made you stab her.
No, did you play Final Fantasy?
It was a long time ago. No, you kill her. You kill her.
No, you do not. She's praying and you are watching her. And then Sephiroth, in this really dramatic, really blocky CG scene, comes out of the air and like impales her from above.
No, I thought made you kill her.
I will find it.
I'm pretty sure about this, that you have to hit the button to actually go through with it. And that's what was so terrible about it.
No. Apparently, Aerith diarrhea is what I said, but I didn't mean to. All right, here, we're going to watch it's the death scene right now. We're going to watch it. We're going to be those guys who podcast ourselves watching YouTube. If I'm wrong, I'm going to be so disappointed in myself.
All right. This thing needs to load faster.
It's YouTube mobile, so, you know, it's right. Donkey dick.
We are so behind on stuff. We finally saw the Amy Schumer movie this past right. weekend. That's
right, Trainwreck.
And, this is like an ad or something.
It's that weird...
What the hell?
Have you seen this ad before?
No.
It's like a Rasta dude. I'm assuming that's a singer or something. I don't know.
Somebody we're supposed to know, but...
And George Washington hanging out. It's okay. Really strange.
Yeah, I'll pass on that. All right, so here we go.
I love this music.
This brings back...
By the way, that's that right there. My wall scroll.
Okay. So here comes Cloud. He's running.
Cloud's running. She's praying. Aerith is like, I'm going to save the world and shit with my prayers.
He's hopping up.
He's hopping really dramatically. So she's praying.
Yeah.
Aerith? I wonder how this is sounding on the...
Probably not good at all. Just, come on. Jump up there.
Oh my God. Could this take any fucking longer? Jesus Christ, Cloud. Jump faster.
Now you're making a buffer.
Oh, goddamn buffer.
You've just made it worse.
Look, look. There is Sephiroth. Flying down out of nowhere. And he... Bam. How do you like that shit, motherfucker? Sephiroth kills her. It's not Cloud.
Well, what's the part where Cloud kills someone or Cloud stabs someone?
Not her. She'd be dead, bro.
What?
Wow, is your whole life a lie? Just like your wine allergy?
Now, that is not true. You found a bullshit website for that. I have to look this up now.
You're saying my wife found a bullshit website? Because she said that in my
Yes. book. Yes, she did.
Well, I don't know when or if Sephiroth makes you kill someone, but clearly it's not that scene because he just killed Aerith. Wow, I just relived my 13-year-old nightmare.
All right, something weird's going on with my memory. I think somebody's screwed with my matrix.
I think you're old.
That's entirely possible.
So we saw a train wreck.
Oh yeah, so we saw a train wreck. I think it's every bit as good as everybody is saying it is. I thought it was great.
It was very funny.
I thought it was very funny. We were laughing the entire time.
For me,
the casting was excellent.
It was, and that's what blew my mind. John Cena stole the movie.
John Cena was hilarious.
I would not. I know he's a pretty cool dude in real life.
Yeah.
Like if I've heard him in podcasts, but he is fucking hilarious, and he was so willing to do something I would have thought he would have been willing to do. With that character.
Yeah.
For a former wrestler. Yeah, that was... And even LeBron was funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Like notably funny.
Yes.
Which was surprising. I mean, and it's weird that Bill Hader was like the straight man.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you talk about
him. No, I agree with all those things. There's Hader and Schumer are such an unconventionally not really... attractive couple, but it still worked very well, and they were charming and cute together in some ways, and also, you know, kind of horrible in a few other ways, but
well, her,
yeah.
not Bill Hader is kind of a really great guy.
Yeah, he was kind of a saint, and
to the point of it being a little obnoxious. Yeah. That was actually so I think Amy Schumer is very funny, and I think she's very intelligent. But I am the opposite of attracted to her, largely because of the character she tends to play.
I'll say that I can appreciate where you're coming from. This isn't really much of a defense, but...
Please don't feel like you must defend her.
The character she played was like the guy in every other Apatow movie.
That's true. And she does it very well. And I'm really trying to like... make this about me being shallow and not about her not being really good at what she does, because I think she's very good. She just really, like, I am... My dick shrivels at the thought of her.
She could be... The character could be very unlikable on
so many levels.
Yeah.
Just every level.
But again, that is every male lead character.
It's the Seth Rogen. It's the schlub. No, I totally... And she did great with it. But the one issue I had, and I said that Erica and I were talking characters, and I'm like... I really liked everything about that movie, you know, except how were all these hot guys early in the movie into her? And I'm just thinking, like, no one ever stopped to think, like, why? She's just an awful person, much less not, you know, an 8 or 7 or whatever you would get most of the guys in the beginning of the movie that were revolving door, wanted her relationships with her.
But do you ask that about the movies where it's the guy who's like Seth Rogen?
Never.
Like, come on.
Nope. But in those movies, people are always like, how did you That's always one of the jokes with the friend. They're like, how did you bag that? No one ever asks that with Amy Schumer. I get that it's just because she likes to have sex.
It's not just, I think the other part of this, not to give away too much, but every guy that she's had having some sort of relationship with is pretty fucked up in some way.
No, there was like a whole montage where it's just nice guys who wanted to get to know her better and she kicks them out. Like early in the movie. It just seemed odd to me. I'm really not.
That was a montage, but any of the characters that actually went into any sort of depth on, they were terribly flawed characters.
It's a movie of terror. Well, Brie Larson and Mike Birbiglia are pretty funny and pretty normal seeming overall compared to.
But like, yeah. John Cena.
Oh, yeah. John Cena. Fucking love that character. LeBron, what are your intentions?
So anyway, a big thumbs up for me for anyone who hasn't seen it at this point.
Yeah, if you like Amy Schumer, it's definitely her bread and butter. It's her doing the character shows a lot on the show, but she really carries that movie very well.
Yes, and her and Apatow work really well together in putting together a great cast.
Yeah, and I think that's a strength of both of them. Yeah, it was semi-autobiographical too. She wrote probably. It with her the stuff with her dad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was apparently really close to her father, so that was based somewhat on that.
It was Colin Quinn, and I usually don't like Colin Quinn, but I thought he was really good in the part.
I don't know why he was so old. It was so weird to see him like hanging with people who were 30 years older than him in real life.
But... Yeah, that was a little like he really didn't change looks at all. From
he didn't age
when
much.
He's supposed to be younger in the beginning, and they have him in the old folks' home. At
it's like 30 years later, and you're like,
he looks the same, except he hasn't shaved in a couple of days.
So 3-day-old, growth on your face means 30 years of age. Okay, I got it.
And the bathrobe that you wear all the time. Bathrobe is key.
I forget about bathrobes. And then around hot tub season now.
I need a good bathrobe.
I
need one.
I got an amazing terry
because
cloth one.
Every good terry cloth one I see is a fucking polo or whatever.
You've seen mine. It's not branded. It weighs a metric ton of sheer terry cloth, ball wrapping goodness.
All right, where'd you get this thing?
$10 on clearance at JCPenney.
At JCPenney.
Years ago.
Years ago, fine. Yeah. I can't get that now. I've been to JCPenney. They don't have it. I checked. So, yeah, I would love to get a nice terry cloth.
Go somewhere, Hoyt. Go to Von Maur.
I've been to Von Maur. They have polo. Polo is like the only label that makes these things
terry
anymore.
Cloth robes.
I don't know. Maybe I got to steal one from a hotel or something.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. They'll charge you for it though.
Yeah, they will.
Unless you
it
sneak
might be
in,
worth it.
Maybe you like go when housekeeping is there and you sneak in. Yeah, you know, take the robe and sneak out.
Anyway, hot tub problems, huh?
Hot tub problems. First world issues if ever I've heard them. But no, I forget how comfortable... I turn to an old man the minute I start hot tubbing because I'm like, oh, I'm just going to leave my bathrobe on.
I got to tell you, I found a redneck solution to a hot tub problem. And you're going to appreciate this.
Mm-hmm.
So you like to go out into your hot tub when it's cold outside.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It's great.
Because like your head, you need to put like a hat on maybe if it's really cold.
We don't keep the hot tub going that late in the... season.
All right. Well, maybe you should.
Well, you have hot tub hats. You've invested in hot tub hats.
We got some cheap hats that we can put on in the hot tub, and
that's a hot tub hat.
I guess that's a thing. Hot tub hats are like a there's like a hot tub culture where you try to get the most ridiculous hat you can.
Sounds Swedish.
It does. It probably is. So you see pictures like people with the Viking helmet horn hats or whatever.
Swedish. See.
Yeah. Norse. I don't know.
I'm generalizing. One of those countries where everyone's happy and they don't have any debt.
So, when it's really cold, you go out there, you got your nice, heavy terry cloth robe.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're hanging that outside, it's fucking freezing cold when you put it on. It's like putting on a sheet of ice. It is literally like that. It's like you're the Ice King and you're putting on your cloak made of ice crystals.
So you're Mr. Freeze?
I was going with an Adventure Time reference just to piss you off.
I didn't get
it. And you
so.
Took it to a shitty Batman movie.
Shitty Batman. shitty Batman.
Shitty Batman. Yeah, there we go. So the redneck solution to this is to get an old cooler like an igloo cooler,
mm-hmm.
rig it up, drill a little hole in it, run a wire through it.
Oh, I thought you were going to have sex with it.
But okay. No. No.
Redneck and drilling a little hole in it? Come on. Come on.
I wasn't going to go there.
I'm just saying, it's a logical leap.
But you simply drill a hole in it and then run a wire, and then you put an electric, like a heat pad in there.
Okay.
And then you just put your robes in, close it up, turn the heat pad on. Boom, warm robes when you're ready to get out of that hot tub.
Shit.
Nice.
Living the high life.
Yeah. On a budget.
On a budget. Ruining your cooler.
You save the money for the hot tub. And, you know.
You take an old shit cooler. Which there you can always find. Someone's always getting rid of them.
Yeah, get them at a garage sale.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. So your wife made a suggestion.
We'll just let that float. She did. She suggested we do something.
She looked at us and said, I have an idea for you two.
When you're alone in the basement together.
Podcasting
mm-hmm.
with just a microphone, the one red light looking at you. And we said, you know what, Melinda, that's a great idea.
Unlike your previous ideas, which were really not...
Unilaterally shot down, yeah. One after the other. And then when my wife gets in on the backing your wife up with the suggestions...
For the things the two of us should do when we're alone in the room basement. Here. Yeah,
they get shot down faster and faster and faster. Yeah. But this one... This idea stuck. It resonated.
Their other ideas would have stuck too, but in other ways. In different ways. Worse ways.
Not ways we want to explore.
Yes, this stuck, but not in a sticky way.
Not this stuck in a family-friendly way.
Well...
But children should not be listening to this fucking podcast. Yeah. So fuck you if you're a child. God, I hope my son listens to this someday. So you're...
When he's still a child.
When he's still a mm-hmm. child. No, that's daddy's website. You need to wait to hear an adult. Why? You'll understand. Someday you'll have kids and you'll do awful things that you're
assuming. No, we won't. Never going to happen.
Not you, my son.
Oh.
What are you saying about my son?
I thought you were talking to the other person in the room here.
No, I'm talking to my iPad, if anything. So your wife...
Someday you'll have little iPods.
That you'll would be the child of an iPad. Yeah, that makes sense. So, unless you're my kid, in which case he's going to be way taller than me. So I would be the iPad and my son would be the iPad Pro.
Yeah, we're getting really esoteric here.
Really?
I don't know. Is that the right word?
I don't think it's esoteric.
No.
Just because you have all Android tablets, 15 of them.
Yeah, we're too iPad-y right now.
We're too Apple.
Yes, yes.
So your wife...
I have to touch an iPad. Ew.
Oh, God. Well, it is really heavy. It'll feel comfortable. It'll be like your shield tablet. Oh,
it's huge. Oh my God, it's heavier than my shield tablet.
I told you that I picked up the iPad Pro, which is bigger than this, right? And it weighs like a quarter of this. And
yeah.
It's like terrifyingly light. You're like, oh my God, this $800 should not be this light.
All right. Which one? Should we start with the first one here?
Yeah, why not? So your wife is an aficionado of the Craigslist missed connection.
Yes. Reading. I assume not participating in.
You know, I was leaving.
God, I would hope. Now I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. Great.
So, you're going to be trolling them, looking for her like markers to see if she's writing them. So if you're if you live under a rock and are unfamiliar with the glory that is the Craigslist misconnection, I guess this might have been something that used to be in the newspapers back in the heyday of the printed word.
Yeah, they used to be in the newspaper. They used to be more in like the alternative newspaper.
Like the Village Voice.
The Village Voice or the, what's the scene? City? The City?
City okay. newspaper here?
Yeah, the yeah, city newspaper here.
Mm-hmm. So the idea is you see an attractive person at a store and you have eye contact and something seems significant, but you don't act on it. So you put an ad somewhere, right? And you say, you're that woman or man that I saw at Trader Joe's. And this is the distinguishing characteristics of you and I. This is the day. And I would really like to get to know you because we spent all of 10 seconds looking at each other and I felt a connection. Please call me.
Yeah.
Right?
I can't imagine any of these ever, ever, ever amounting to anything.
Somewhere there is a really nice story about a couple that got together from these. And for every one of those, there is 100 rapes, murders, and weird fucking shit to go along with it. But your wife has a real knack for finding the worst of these.
Yes. So they put them on Craigslist now, I guess for free.
So the anonymity of the internet is at play here. Yeah. Never a good thing.
I have to question the veracity of some of the honesty of some of these things, but here they are anyway.
Well, yeah, you could be catfishing. I mean,
yeah.
I could see you making eyes at someone else and pretend to be them on Craigslist, which is really weird.
Do people
weird
do
thought.
That?
I'm assuming people do everything. So.
I don't know. But here you go. I guess I'll start. I'll read the first one here.
So remember, normally these are nice. These are trying to get the person to remember you and like you and want to get reach out to you.
Yes.
Okay.
And we haven't read any of these yet.
Well, I know what this one is because we read this together.
All right. Should we skip to another one?
No, let's do it as a dry run. Pun intended.
I heard a little bit about this, but this is definitely my first time actually reading it.
Okay. So make sure you read the title.
All right. The title is Trader Joe's Dry Hands. They're already, you know, screwing up the grammar and the title.
Oh,
so
that's
a big knock. No apostrophe.
Mike is not
Joe's.
Getting in touch with this person.
Yeah. You, mysterious and fetching woman, ended up in line behind me. They're using fetching.
They're 90.
I assume non-ironic sense.
Yeah, but if I remember this one right... That's going to turn.
Okay.
Right off the bat.
So, yeah.
In this day and age, I don't think you can use fetching without people thinking you're being sarcastic.
Yes.
Right? We agree on that?
Yes.
So points off right off the bat.
Yeah. You, mysterious I could go with, but fetching woman.
No.
Ended up in line behind me. I saw you struggle to choose which line. The one with the old man making chit-chat with the frustrated cashier. The one with the screaming infant throwing chocolate, or the one behind the mysterious and fetching, if slightly short, gentleman?
Okay, so full disclosure, Erica and I were here with our son around the time that this is talking about. It is not me. I just want that to be clear.
You didn't notice any other short fetching gentlemen in here?
I don't normally look at other dudes. I'm more concerned about my son, who wasn't screaming or throwing chocolates. So, anyway.
Right.
So, he's world building. I don't mind that. So, this is, you know, he's trying to remind her. So it started a little rough, but he's painting a picture, you know, so maybe she'll remember him.
Second paragraph.
Okay.
My heart jumped a little, just a little. Let's not flatter ourselves. When you...
Just stop. Stop. What the fuck was that?
That was such a...
Backhanded compliment?
Yeah, that's
that is a backhanded compliment.
That's the backhandedest backhanded compliment I've seen
that
in a long time.
Almost just a backhand. There's barely any compliment there. Read that again.
My heart jumped a little.
Aww.
Just a little.
Okay.
Let's not flatter ourselves.
What the fuck? Who says that?
When you steered your... bursting cart toward me.
So it's a not super attractive woman with a full cart of food.
Bursting with food. This woman likes to eat is what we're trying to say.
So Amy Schumer was behind
Boom. Oh, hey. I may have stood a little taller and tried to make myself look a little stronger. I can't even say that with a straight face.
What was he
flexing?
How
do you... I guess you flexed. I flexed. All right. Parenthetical quote, manhood can be so oppressive sometimes, end parentheses.
He's using a lot of parentheses. That's a little
weird.
This
is the first one we've hit.
Oh, is it?
That's the first one.
Oh, the a little,
manhood
just a little?
Can be so oppressive sometimes.
Okay, so that I think is meant to be ironic.
Which is bullshit.
But fuck that guy. This guy's an asshole.
Yeah. I'm so oppressed that I need to try to look taller and stronger.
I think
Poor
he's trying
me.
To be ironic, but he's just coming off
I don't
as
know.
A dickhead.
I don't know. I don't know if this is irony or what at this point.
Douchebaggery.
All right. I also tried not to look at you, considering that you were probably out getting groceries and didn't want to have to deal with some strange man. Probably a good call there.
Yep.
You probably have to deal with some strange man every time you leave the house.
So he's stalking her?
What?
He's outside of her house every day? You couldn't think of any other phrase than strange man twice? He was a thesaurus, dude.
He's... there's a theme going on, though. He likes to double back.
Yeah, you're right. Double fetching, double strange man.
Parenthetical, it's hard being the beautiful woman, not that I know, in parentheses.
So that's a throwback. So he's throwing back to the it's hard being a guy.
Or, yeah, hard being a guy, I guess. Or maybe he likes to pretend he's a woman sometimes and is just you being coy read about it that. That way.
Yeah. Not that I would know. I would know about being a woman sometimes.
This is just, you know.
There's a lot going on.
It's bizarre. But did I catch you catching a glimpse of me? That thing, catch you catching? Yeah.
No, that's dumb.
All right. Probably, since I was in your field of vision. But maybe, just maybe, it was a sly and flirtatious glance rather than an incidental and inconsequential look.
Well, okay.
I like the alliteration. I'm not going to lie.
I don't mind the alliteration. What I mind is that if someone is checking you out, it should be fairly obvious compared to someone idly looking ahead and seeing you.
Yeah.
So this person has some self-esteem issues.
Let me finish the paragraph.
Please do.
It's so hard for us guys to tell sometime. You feel me?
No. Done. He does not get a callback.
You don't feel that.
I don't. You feel me?
Yeah.
What do you like that?
It's a jarring turn of phrase at this point in the.
It isn't fetching. That's for sure.
No. I looked for a wedding ring. I didn't see one, so I guess that's a plus. I guess. For some people, maybe.
This is like David Spade writing one of
these.
This
is creepy as hell. But I noticed that you need some lotion. Oh. Cracked hands are the worst. Have you tried TJ's butter lotion or whatever? This is a heavily veiled ad for Trader Joe's. Yep. How did I not see that?
Because it's Shyamalan.
The old timey language. I can't believe I fell for it.
Blah, 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 romance, blah, 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 snark, blah, 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 irony.
Product placement
goes here.
Oh my gosh. I feel like such a dupe. Have you tried TJ's butter lotion or whatever it's called? It's really good. That would help. It should just end there.
It should. No, it absolutely should. That would be it. Yep.
And it's like, this is an ad for...
Brought to you by Trader Joe's.
Nicely done, Trader Joe's.
Well played. well played, Mr. Joe.
But it goes on. There's one more paragraph.
They have to try to bot you.
Yeah. At any rate, I guess you left an impression on me with your horrible dry... No, it doesn't say that. I guess you left an impression on me. Send me an email. I won't hold my breath, though, since you probably have better things to do than read these silly messages. I, on the other hand, obviously do not. But don't hold that against me. The end.
It has come to my attention over the years that women like confidence in a man. This has been something...
This meanders between bizarre confidence and insulting the other person to... This is a confused person.
This is a guy who doesn't know what the fuck he wants to say.
Yeah.
And he's trying to hit it all. I'm a well-rounded man of mystery.
Yeah.
But I'm basically just going to insult you, call you dry crab hands, and then come across as a really unconfident dude who's like, oh, call me if you want, but I won't hold my breath. You made my heart beat, but let's not kid ourselves. Just a little... Have you tried Trader Joe's Shea Butter Lotion? Or whatever it's called. It's a $3.99 per bottle for 12 ounces in aisle 4. But I think. Also, their blue cheese dip with roasted pecans is amazing. It is, though. It's really good.
That's the meta in this. This entire podcast, just an ad for Trader Joe's.
Look, man, we needed to monetize somehow. It's been too long. No, it's not even that. They misspelled Noble. So its title is Barnes & Noble, but Noble's with a K.
Noble with a K? When is Noble ever with a K? It's not. There's no... No. He's mixing the word knight and noble, I guess.
Oh,
which
you know
in
what?
Your head, maybe that makes sense.
Oh, no, this is run on sentences. I am going to read this. I'm going to try to read it the way it's written. You ready?
You need to loosen up first.
Okay, you ready? You ever seen that move?
You're doing a shake weight. I don't know.
It's the like air BJ. Jaw, that's what I always call it. The jaw loosening thing that singers do. You put your fist together. I'm not going to try it. They can't see you doing it.
I can see you doing it. And I can see myself. I can't see myself doing it, actually.
Oh, hey. Well, I'm not going to hold my breath. Okay, I am going to read Barnes and Noble. But it is really long sentences, so I'll try to capture that. You ready?
All right.
I should loosen my pants to get a deep enough breath. Okay. Barnes and Noble.
You want me to get that for you?
My pants? Yes.
Are my hands too dry? I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're like lobster hands. So I see you every morning stocking the shelves when I come into work, and it's the best part of my day every day, not to sound cheesy, but you are breathtaking and make me stumble over my words like when I was walking out the door and you were walking in, you smiled and said I'm sorry and looked at the ground. I tried to say something, but I was lost for words after I made eye contact.
The style fits this, I think. I think this is an entirely appropriate stylistic choice.
So it's like a stuttering, like he's just so...
Yes.
Okay.
He's really putting himself into the words, into the language.
It's a stream of consciousness. You know what he did is he went to like Google and did the voice capture or used Siri.
I think that's it.
And he just fucking poured his heart out into this posting.
And here we are, tearing him to shreds.
I don't know. We're actually going... We're already a third of the way through the paragraph and nicer to him than the other guy. The other guy was an asshole.
Yeah.
Okay. anything on that?
No, I dig it though.
So, well, it's a little weird that, I mean, he works with this person, theoretically. When I come into work, it's the best part of my day every day, not to sound cheesy, but you are breathtaking. Make some of my words, like when I was walking out the door and we were walking in and you smile and said, I'm sorry, I looked at the ground, tried to say something, I was lost for words, I didn't make eye contact. A little weird. Okay. Like today, first thing I saw was your lightly curled hair and your blonde highlights sitting perfectly. And at that moment, I got butterflies and... it's period. I started to sweat, lol. I'd love to come up and tell you how I feel, but I don't have the balls, and you'll probably never see this.
All right. He kind of lost it at don't have the balls. That's really not something you want to put into a note like this.
A romantic...
It was kind of sweet and there was a genuineness to it, and then you hit I don't have the
frat
balls.
Guy. You went to frat guy.
Whoa, yeah, hey, like,
whoa, no, testicles would have been a better choice. I started to sweat, lol. I'd love to come up and tell you how I feel, but I don't have the balls, and you'll probably never see this. So I guess I got time to work up to a hello. But the off chance you do see this, two periods. It's not an ellipse, but it's also not the end of the sentence. Heal, I won't know what to do if you're getting frustrated with the situation. Don't be, you are what I look forward to every day. I wake up and feel the same, but I'm just too nervous to say something. So if you want help me out, say hi, lol, damn. And there are so many country songs for this moment, I can't even get typed words right, lol.
Okay. I think I'm going to retract what I said earlier about this being, you know, a nice stylistic choice. I think this person was just drunk or high.
No, I think they are a graduate of the public school system and probably not even 20 years old, I would think.
And entirely possible. It just got depressing towards the end there.
The minute he didn't have the balls,
yeah,
it kind of plummeted.
It went downhill.
It did.
This brings up a greater point.
Yeah.
We're guys.
Okay.
So I think we're more likely to see something like this as like, oh, the guy's kind of, he's like trying, but he's just insecure.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I think a woman might be like, this is creeping me the fuck out.
Yeah, because again, this guy has no confidence.
Yeah.
And he is obsessed with this girl who he works with.
Yes.
So yeah, no, I think you're right. I think we will ask the ladies listening to the podcast, is this creepy von Creepenberg? Because I think Smike is right. I think from a guy, it's easy to pick on him and just make him sound dumb. But I think from a lady's standpoint, you're right. This is probably super fucking creepy. But also, it's weird. Like, the typos and shit got worse as it went.
Yeah.
So by the end,
this guy's his mental state is deteriorating, which just makes it creepier and creepier. It's like, what is he gonna, and ends with, and I'm picking up a gun tomorrow. And,
and lol, I really can't wait to see it lol, because we'll be together forever. Lol, my boss. This next one is perfect for you. Please read the entire title.
Oh man. Anything else on that other one? I mean, what if you're the person this is written to?
I quit my job right
now. Yeah, and you
done working at Barnes and Noble. So I will say that this one,
it's pretty clear. I mean,
you got to know who this is.
Yes.
If you read it, yeah.
Yeah. If you read this, you know this is me, and this is that guy
who can't make eye contact with me and talks about his balls randomly, but doesn't mean to.
And I think at that point I'm quitting this job and moving to a different state
or a different Barnes and Noble. There aren't many though, so you're really limited in your options. So yeah, you are probably moving to a different state. Good point. What's the next one, Smike?
All right.
I love that your wife put the extra captions here.
Oh, see, this is the one with the texting, the text typing.
Oh, is it?
UPS drive. Is this the one?
I don't think so.
You mean skip this one?
No, I read the one I was going to skip. It wasn't texting.
You mean to skip UPS driver?
No, I think this is going to be great. I think you should read it, and you should read your wife's comment about it.
All right. UPS driver, Brighton Corners Complex, M4M. Oh, okay. I missed that. M4M, man, male for male.
Mm-hmm.
Parentheses, Brighton Corners Complex.
If you didn't get that the first time.
Yeah.
And then this, I think your wife wrote this part.
He posts this daily.
Okay, so we are
so
already creeped out. Right off the bat, this is someone who posts this every day.
The same message, just repeating it over and over
theoretically
again.
This is like when I'm in Fallout 4 and I find those old distress beacons. And I go find them, and they've been dead for 100
years. Exactly.
And they've been just sending the distress.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Right? I know.
It actually is what I was thinking.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but not Fallout 4. Like, was that it was like some movie, one of the end of the world movies. It was the Australian one.
Oh, we watched that.
The end of something, I don't know.
Where it's just like the three people left?
No, they're like on a submarine and they're like going and checking out stuff.
Oh, no, different movie. Okay.
All right. They're, it's a genre.
Apparently there are multiple Australian end of the world movies.
Yeah, but they go and they check out, they found a signal coming from somewhere and it turns out to be just like a...
Like an old
a windows, yeah, like a window blind. It's like hitting a keyboard accidentally every once in a while.
Oh,
but yes, the same idea. This will just go on forever,
long after we're all dead.
Okay, this is a sincere post, so please know that up front. If anyone knows who the UPS driver is that delivers on a regular basis to the office complex at the corner of Elmwood and South Clinton Avenue, please ask him to respond to this post. There are fill-in drivers from time to time, but this is the regular driver.
Stop.
Okay. There's such an urgency to this.
This is so creepy. He's not asking for that person to get in touch with him. He's asking for other people to pressure this guy to get in touch with him. That's so creepy. Why? Jesus Christ, why? I'm sorry, go on.
There's no sense of insecurity in this either.
It's sheer desperation.
it's urgent, it's pleading, it's desperate. It's like, I have to get in touch with this guy. I'm going to find out who he is, and I'm going to have sex with him, apparently.
Possibly again? Possibly. I have to figure something out. I don't know. Happened.
All right. It continues. Medium height, athletic build, wears sunglasses on his cap. Well, that narrows it down.
Damn, that just ruled out 3/4 of all UPS drivers.
Thank you in advance for your help making contact with him. P.S. I will know if it is the real driver by a question I would ask him that only he would know. I have to read this again. P.S. I will know if it is the real driver by a question I would ask him that only he would know.
Okay.
No substitutes will be accepted to this.
Okay, so this guy like gave this dude a BJ at some point, right? And it's a delivery guy. I've seen these porns before. Delivery guys get head from all sorts of people. It just happens.
It doesn't happen, though. I mean, to me... I delivered pizzas for...
I did too. I never got laid. My point is that...
I didn't either. What the hell? Yeah, but
I was never an athletic build. I never wore my sunglasses in a gap.
Okay, I guess I didn't either, so... I was never into sunglasses, man. They just...
But your athletic build was totally...
Not really. Okay. So I was just kind of average dude delivering a pizza.
So my theory is they had a little tryst, right?
Yeah.
Something, and then this guy got a little obsessed. But he is... Okay, so A, he's asking other people reading this to force this driver to get...
What is this question, though?
What's
my address?
How many moles are on my penis?
Who usually... Do I get deliveries from Staples or Amazon?
What shape are my pubes in?
You're okay. We're thinking along completely different lines.
I know, but I was gonna keep it going until you pointed that out. That actually is taking the cake currently for the creepiest one so far.
Yeah.
I mean, the first guy was an ass, the second one was just sorta maybe gonna kill her and put her in a freezer, but otherwise just kinda like, aw. This guy's straight up stalker. And like he's trying to outsource his stalking via the internet.
Yes. How many other places is this message?
It's on like all the bulletin boards in that complex.
Yeah.
The creepy thing is like, I know where this is.
I mean, I got to think that like, he's made signs and has plastered them on like utility poles all around.
Have you
Brighton.
Seen UPS guy? Have him call me, please. My God. That's daily. He posts this daily, your wife said.
Not weekly.
Daily.
Okay,
this one's really good for me to read. Anything else on super creepy UPS letter?
No, man. I'm afraid of that one.
Missed Super Sherlock Whovian, man for woman, timey-wimey.
Okay, so this has got to be some sort of Doctor Who thing.
Well, so the Sherlock Whovian...
Okay, is this a thing that you know because
yes,
you're...
Yes, let me explain it to you. So Stephen Moffat... is the showrunner of Sherlock, and up until very recently, and I don't know what happened, but up until like a month ago, he was the showrunner of Doctor Who.
Okay.
He suddenly quit out of nowhere. I'm super happy about it because he was kind of, for a while, not doing well with it. But...
The showrunner. What exactly does that
mean? It's like the main writer, producer, sometimes director.
Okay.
He doesn't write every episode, doesn't direct every episode.
That's not a term I'm familiar with, I have to be honest.
It might be a BBC thing, because I hear it more there. But
all right. I can buy that.
Because like, no, like the Breaking Bad showrunner was a big deal, and the Mad Men showrunner, Matt Weiner. Yeah, so no, it's you don't watch a lot of like TV.
Nope.
So yeah. So nowadays, Mike, the reason TV's good, not that you know, is because there are showrunners.
I would have asked, is that something like ShopRunner? But apparently it's not.
It's nothing like ShopRunner. It's more like Yelp.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. So I'm sensing a geeky theme here. So there's a Stephen Moffat connection. We've got Sherlock.
So Sherlock Whovian means somebody who's an aficionado of both shows, I assume.
Presumably.
All right. That's how you're taking it.
That's how I'm taking it. There's a Stephen Moffat. The connection between those two is Stephen Moffat.
Okay.
Sherlock is played by Benedict Cumberbatch, Doctor Who, obviously many people. So, this may be an originals, and the O is capitalized.
Yes. That's a reference to something?
It must be a TV show? I don't know. I don't actually know what that is. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, here you go. You ready?
Yep.
Don't even look. Here, just listen. This may be... I'm gonna read this like a hipster. This may be an originals, but since you have been spirited away... All in caps. I have been every single day proud, capital, of you and wish and hope that you are happy and content and safe and warm despite what has been all my fault. I have only love for you and hope for your future happiness and success in all that you do. This is a breakup letter. Like, I'm sorry I fucked up letter. This does not belong in Misconnections, but okay. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I regret every single day my choices. Not good grammar. I'll die waiting for a chance to ride along with that good doctor and heal that rift.
So, they're a fan of Doctor Who.
This is just
Sherlock
Uber geek,
Holmes.
Uber geek. Miyazaki.
Whatever. But ride along? I don't really see how that's really thrown in there oddly.
Wait, where did you get ride along?
I thought you said ride along.
No, I did not say ride along.
What'd you say then?
You're happy and content and safe and warm despite what has been all my fault. I have only hope for you, love for you, and hope for your future happiness and success in all that you do. I did not say ride along.
I thought you said ride along.
Nope. Maybe I said it when I wasn't reading.
All right. But, am I just going insane here?
I think you're fucking losing it, dude. All right. Moving on. I regret every single day my choices. I'll die. Oh, no, you're right. He did say
it. Okay. Stop trying to make me think I'm insane. So many people do this to me.
He did not capitalize ride along, though. That is not a reference.
Yeah, I think it's a reference.
No, because he's capitalizing.
I think he just has shitty taste, and that's a reference. But he didn't capitalize it because he's kind of embarrassed of it.
Okay.
But he's a freaking big ride along fan.
Inevitably, right? I mean, you know, Doctor Who, Sherlock, Miyazaki, ride along. Kevin Hart, right?
Yes.
I'll die waiting for a chance to ride along with that good doctor. I'm pretty sure it's just a Doctor Who reference again, but and heal that rift.
You're entitled to your opinions.
Being the one who's seen Doctor Who recently, I think I'm right. also, heal that rift, I believe, is also a reference to the tear in reality known as the rift in some of the Doctor Who episodes. I accept that. But that doesn't mean I don't hope... Oh, God, fucking damn it. I want to slap this guy. You're familiar with Doctor Who, right?
A little bit.
But that doesn't mean I don't hope for a regeneration cycle when my moment is gone. Fuck this dude. Oh, my God. I'm making the slap fit hand right now. I can't help it. I want to live. Also Doctor Who reference. I'll never ask for forgiveness. I'm beyond that, I know. I travel onward, searching for hope and redemption against all odds.
So he's also, on top of that, a Phil Collins fan.
Sure. If he's a hipster, probably.
Yeah.
I miss you all, and know too that this is best for you. So now there's multiple? I miss you all, and know too that this is best for you. What does that mean?
Wow.
Was he dating identical twins?
I don't know. That's
hot. Eternally regretful and
maybe
forever...
he likes to have more than one companion at a time.
You know, it's been known to happen. But things always get weird. Eternally regretful and forever proud of your courage, you know, capital W, who. Okay, this is not what a misconnection is supposed to be.
No, it's really not.
This is something you write in an email or maybe I am when you're 16. Ugh.
So you just want to punch this guy?
I just want to punch this guy.
Yeah.
I just want to punch this mother. I mean,
and
normally,
you like Doctor Who. But Doctor Who has completely ruined Doctor Who for you.
He's just using it.
You're not going to watch Doctor Who again and not think of this.
No, I will. I'll get over it.
No, you won't.
You get the really short ones, but that's a great title.
I get this one?
Yeah.
Wow, Army Girl? Wow is capitalized. So I don't, this might be World
it's
of Warcraft.
Caps. That's true.
No,
yeah.
Just W-O-W is... Okay.
No, wow. You said wow is capitalized, but like it's all caps.
Yes, wow is the word wow is all caps. I was stunned and wow by you. I was stunned and wow. Okay. This is a grammar issue.
Yep. Okay.
Right off the bat.
Right. First sentence.
Yeah. Not winning any points with English.
Seven words in that sentence and he fucked it up. No. We assume it could be a girl. We don't know.
Yeah. That doesn't say M for F or M for W. Or
M for F.
Male for female. What?
No, you're right.
I love it. Stop mocking me for being right, you
just
dick.
Sounded funny.
I was stunned and wow by you. Beautiful army girl. Beautiful army girl is its own sentence here. For no
just
apparent
a
reason.
Fragment? Okay.
Yeah. So stunned, couldn't figure out how to talk to you. I'm surprised because he can't figure out how to write to you either.
I think he's still stunned. That's
he's
the problem.
Still stunned. He's in brain lock.
She cast right. a plus 12 stunning spell.
Beautiful army girl, make me stun. Can't communicate. Thing.
Can you please read the rest of it like that? Please? Please?
Okay. I don't want your vehicle to break down, but I do wish you stop by our shop again. I know a queen like you has to have a king on your side.
Keep going.
I was very happy to be a big help to you.
What did you just turn into a different character?
I don't know.
I'm stunned. You're stunned, you remember?
I am stunned. I was very happy to be a big help to you.
Now you're just someone with a head injury.
That's a kind of stun.
All right.
Queen is capitalized. King wasn't, so...
She's the band Queen. Oh my God, Freddie Mercury came into his shop? Wait, that's it?
Apparently this guy worked on her car.
Okay.
I guess.
I'm getting that.
And that's it.
But don't like email me or anything. It's just
No. I do wish you stopped by our shop again. I wish every day you stopped by shop again.
So it's a 3-year-old?
I'm almost sad making fun of this because this might be somebody who has difficulty writing and communicating.
Aw.
And now I feel bad.
All right, give me the iPad. Now you've ruined our fun, Smike.
I don't want to make fun of somebody who's not a jerk in some way. Jerks or creeps I make fun of. But this guy, I have to have sympathy for this guy.
You do not have to have sympathy with the guy I'm about to read.
It wasn't creepy. I mean, no, seriously, going back to this guy, sure, the writing was terrible, but there wasn't a sense of creepiness to it. It was just kind of a sweet...
It was earnest?
Yeah, it was earnest. It wasn't like urgent, I'm going to find out who you are. Mm-hmm. It was just...
He calls her queen.
He called you a queen, and you were nice, and... Sorry, your car broke down, but I would like to see you, and it was nice.
I just can't articulate that well in words.
All right.
All right, now I'm with you.
All right, now let's shred somebody here.
You're going to... Smike, this is... not only am I about to read something titled Star Wars...
No!
I've just... No. It's like 4 sentences, and I've read it already, and this guy is a douchebag. You're going to love this. You ready? Here we go. AMC, Star Wars, male for woman.
Mm-hmm. That's the title.
Nope. Sorry. Male for male.
Male for male.
Webster. So we know exactly where this is.
Okay.
Because we also saw Star Wars in this theater.
Yep.
Did you write this to me?
Just read it.
Are you ready?
Just read it.
Let me try to find the right voice.
Mysterious, stunning man, you.
Oh my God, you have no idea how bad this is. You sat next to me last night during the Star Wars movie. I am an older guy. You were with a friend. I wanted to reach over and grab your popcorn, parenthetically, and more, as you relaxed in your reclining chair. If you are into older guys, get back to me with the seat number you were sitting in. That's it.
Who remembers the seat number?
He just said he wanted to grab the other dude's junk after grabbing his popcorn, which, come on, that's not cool. That popcorn's expensive at a theater. Just go right for the junk, man. Popcorn's... If I spend $8 on popcorn...
I feel like popcorn is at least, you want some foreplay in this.
All right, but if I spend $8 on popcorn, I don't want anyone grabbing my fucking corn.
And man, they're with a friend?
This is just...
Is this a girlfriend? If it's a girlfriend... All right, I'm at a loss either way. So.
Yes.
If it was somebody with a girl... There's a chance, pretty good chance, that was a date or a couple
right.
of some
this
sort.
This is just straight up a solicitation of sex. That's how I'm reading
it. If it was a guy and another guy, then he's like possibly infringing on this territory.
It could have been two guys in a relationship. So either way, this dude's
a creepy. Doesn't work either way.
Yeah, no. This is a straight up solicitation for sex, probably one off.
But that's exactly what this is for. I would argue.
Okay, so we will give this person points for so far being the only one to actually use misconnections correctly. So good for you, douchey Star Wars sex wanter. These keep going.
I'll give him credit for not putting too many Star Wars references in it. Like the Doctor Who
guy. There were no Star Wars references.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, that's true. But okay, so can I read it again and insert a bunch of Star Wars references?
Sure, if you're up to that challenge.
You sat next to me last night during the Star Wars movie. You were like a ray of light. I am an older guy, but, I mean, I'm no Darth Vader. And I'm definitely no Emperor Palpatine. You were with a friend, fellow Jedi, maybe. I wanted to reach over and grab your popcorn and your lightsaber. I might have burned myself, but it would have been worth it. As you relax in your reclining chair, being horribly interrogated and your mind raped. If you're into older guys, get back to me with the seat number you were sitting in, Finn. FN127.
And maybe we can use the Force together.
No. That's not how the Force works. I'm just going.
Maybe you've just never used it that way.
You could probably stop there. I think we've. So our findings after this. So thanks to Melinda for doing all the research here. That was very kind of her.
Yes.
Why are you handing me the iPad like it's going to bite you?
I'm never sure. I don't trust.
What did Apple products do to you? I don't understand.
I don't want
to
talk about it.
I want to. Yeah, but inquiring minds want to know.
I to go back to that, if we must. I started on an iPhone. That was my first real smartphone.
I thought, yeah.
It was like a 4 maybe or 3. I don't know.
So 3 or 4, yeah.
3 or 4.
It wasn't a 4S whatever. Or whatever.
I don't know. Anyway.
I distinctly remember that.
It was nice, but it was just boring.
that's Apple.
And I think, did you go to, you went to.
I never had Apple.
Never had Apple?
I was always Android.
Okay.
My first was a Droid, and then I went.
Because you got in on Droid when it was shit.
I know. My second Droid phone was shit.
Okay.
My first Droid phone was awesome because it had a slide-out keyboard.
Yeah.
I had the original Droid. Both Eric and I had original Droids. And they were awesome because it was our first smartphone. It was like mine. It was my first smartphone. She had an in-between phone. You know, remember how they were kind of in-between for a little while?
Yeah.
She kind of got into that. It was like the Venus or some stupid name like that before that. And then she got a proper Droid one. But yeah, yes. The Droid Bionic was a flaming pile of poop. No doubt about it. And I was contemplating jumping, but I thankfully stuck with it. And
you know. So yeah, we jumped over with Galaxy S3s, mm-hmm. which was a great time to jump over.
Yeah.
That was like one of the...
But that was the iPhone first killer.
Awesome, yeah. Right?
That were the big competition. The Galaxies
were great.
Mm-hmm.
It was our other friends. I have another friend.
What?
I know.
Get out of my house.
Our other nerd friends went the other way. They started on Android.
And then went to...
And then jumped to iPhone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was probably a mistake for them.
Well, maybe. Maybe not. Yeah. Look, I work with a couple of guys who are like the quintessential Apple fanboys. Every new release, they trade in their old one of whatever. Laptop, iPad, phone, get the new one. Like...
Yeah.
There's a whole infrastructure where you can pay not a lot if you trade up every year. Like, it's kind of crazy.
Pay not a lot? That must be relative, because this seems like a very expensive thing to do.
Well, so you buy an iPad, and then the new iPad comes out, and it costs $700. If you pay, like, $200 for it, because you're trading in an almost brand new device constantly. I mean, the thing about Apple is they make it really easy to transfer the experience from the old device to the new one, so they just catch you in that ecosystem. And it's like, oh, it's just like, I'm constantly upgrading the same device. It's amazing. But yeah, you're just constantly giving Apple.
That sounds money. So boring, though, to me.
You can't tinker with an Apple. That's what bugs the shit out of me.
Yeah, you can't tinker with an Apple. And it's always just going to be an Apple.
Yeah.
With different, smaller, thinner, or...
They say as they're recording a podcast on Mike's Apple work laptop.
Which you haven't upgraded. It's a work thing.
I refuse to upgrade it.
Well, you don't need to upgrade.
My boss is offered to get me. This is an O12 Pro MacBook Pro. He's offered to get me like a 2016 MacBook Pro multiple times. And I'm like, eh.
I said this. I love Android stuff, and I've got like I want to read comics on something. Well, I've got a freaking ridiculous 12-inch Samsung tablet that I use for that.
Oh, whew, I got really worried of where that was going.
And if I want to play games, then, I got the.
Okay, this is a family podcast.
8-inch
podcast.
Shield tablet.
Okay. But it's so thick. It's just so
thick. It's heavy and thick.
It feels so good in the hand.
But it's so powerful.
You should write a misconnection to your Shield tablet. You felt great in my hand, but I let you slip away.
So versatile. I appreciate that. I like being able to pick different devices with vastly different characteristics.
I like the concept that Google had with Android, where you buy something on an app and then you own it.
Yeah.
And you could transfer it. But I got to tell you, I have had a lot of fun having a PC that I regularly upgrade, a Mac work laptop,
mm-hmm.
and then an Android phone, and then an Apple tablet. Like, I'm just sort of platform agnostic. The only thing I won't touch is a Windows phone, because fuck that. I don't need that shit.
Nobody needs that.
I think they just stopped doing them. I just read an article.
I think there was like one left out there that was...
But they're done. Like, Windows phones are done now. That's right. You just read that today.
Nobody buys them. Of course they're done.
Yeah, but like all the engineers at work, like all the like, they're kind of like, I really like them, but they're kind of cultish. Like, and not, they're not Apple cultish. They're Windows cultish, which is kind of strange.
Really? They have Windows phones?
Yeah, they all have Windows
phones. That's creepy, man.
And they do like, and they're all engineers, so they do crazy shit with them.
I mean, these misconnections are creepy, but this is really creepy.
I'm just saying it's a little weird because you know that there's something going on with their phones you can't understand because they've done weird shit with them. But you're just like, but you guys have Windows phones. That still kind of sucks. I mean, it's cool, but it sucks. So, yeah. So if you're diehard, if you're a real tech guy, you're not an Apple guy, you're a Windows phone guy. And now you're fucked.
I guess.
I knew a dude at work who might still have his Moto Pebble? No, who made the Pebble?
I thought it was just Pebble.
It was Palm. He had a Palm Pebble, or whatever it's called.
I thought we were talking about the watches.
No. This is 5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
The first phone.
What, Palm OS?
Yeah. He loved it so much. He loved the flip card thing. He loved the original contactless charging.
Palm OS was supposed to be great.
Yeah. He cracked the screen and wouldn't get rid of the phone. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, people crack their iPhone screen. They're like, I have to keep it for 2 years because I'm under contract on it.
Right.
He was long past that point. He kept that fucking thing for years. He loved it.
Because you couldn't replace it. I mean, you literally couldn't replace it.
Right. That's the thing. It's like, once I give this up, I can never have it again. So I admire people who get that, like, I genuinely admire someone who's like that passionate about their tech. Because I find that I don't care that much anymore.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to do that. I'm not even sad about it. It's just like, I don't have the time. I could be playing a video game for an hour a day or hanging out with my kid.
And speaking of video games.
Ooh.
I finally got a new video game, which I know is a rare occurrence for me.
It is. This is like, I think I hear mobile. The heavens opening up. And this is a proper video game.
It's a proper video game. It's for the PC and I think probably PlayStation platform. I paid full retail price for it.
Whoa!
I know, and it's not a Steam sale. This is not a cheap game. This is like a full $40 game.
Whoa! How did you afford that?
I had a Steam gift card lying
around. You cocksucker! You just ruined this.
I really didn't pay anything.
Ruined it.
I don't know. I got that for free somewhere. Anyway. It's been getting a lot of buzz. I just want to mention it. It's called The Witness. Yes, you can. You have $40 or a Steam gift card for at least $40.
I have neither.
And then no, you cannot get a Witness.
Oh, shucks.
Or The Witness.
Tell me about it.
I'm still not sure why it's called The Witness because I haven't really witnessed anything. But this is a game that's it's in just puzzles.
You likened it to another game.
I liken it to Myst. It is like super Myst. It's an open world, first of all. You find yourself on an island, which is like it's kind of like a resort island.
Okay. It's sounding like Myst.
There aren't any other people on the island.
Okay.
There aren't any other creatures. It's very lovely though. There's a lot of nice scenery.
Is it like full motion video background or is it all rendered on the fly?
It's all free roaming 3D world.
Okay, so it's rendered in real time.
Yeah, absolutely. Rendered in real time.
Okay, so that is not like Myst. I'm just trying.
Not like Myst. No. That part is not. So you're free to roam around wherever you want to in this 3D world. You can see your own shadow, which is a little weird.
No, that's cool.
But you have your own kind of gender neutral shadow.
So you're not a ghost.
You're not a ghost.
That tells you something.
Yeah. Okay. You're a living thing. And every once in a while, you'll come across there are these screens, placed in several different places.
Okay.
That you can interact with. And the screens have, like, generally there's some sort of grid, and there's a starting point and an end point, and you have to figure out the right way to get from the starting point to the end point. It sounds kind of lame.
Yes.
But, but it's actually really cool because there are lots of different kinds of these puzzles and lots of different rules that you have to learn as you're going. They get more and more complicated.
Okay.
And I don't know if I should even go into this because it gets a teeny bit spoilery.
Then don't. If it's a really current game, don't.
It's a really current game.
Yeah, don't spoil anything.
It just comes out. But
you're dead the whole time.
No. This isn't a plot spoiler. It's a puzzle thing.
Oh, don't ruin a puzzle. Jesus.
No, but it's so cool the first time you figure this out.
No, don't do it. If they're going to have to figure it out, don't be that guy.
Okay.
Jesus.
There are other puzzles besides the screens. And I'll just leave that out there.
I wish people could see your eyebrows during that.
But it's so cool when you finally do figure out, like, oh my God, I didn't realize that was a puzzle. And then you're like looking for all of these other puzzles that I won't go into detail on.
Okay.
But it's really, really cool.
Okay. You bordered, but I think you didn't ruin anything.
Okay.
Well done.
Thank you.
So you highly recommend
it. I highly recommend it.
Highly recommend it.
This is a good drink.
It was a good drink. What was the drink?
It was an Old Tom gin.
Aged in
Which is an aged, a barrel cedar. Aged gin. That, I think cedar? I don't know.
It's like brown. It was like brown gin.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
In a good way.
It looked like bourbon, basically.
Yeah, it looked like bourbon. It did not taste like bourbon.
No, it was like kind of a whiskey gin.
It tasted like super herbal infused gin.
Yeah. You do not want to drink this with, like, as a gin and tonic.
Don't want to drink it on its own. I just I tried.
I warned you about that.
You did. I just wanted it undiluted, and it was
it's potent.
A lot of flavor in my mouth.
But we mixed this with a special soda that I found at the Lori's Natural Foods, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? It's a soda with.
It was a green tea.
Honey green tea.
Honey green tea organic sparkling soda.
Yeah. And I think there was like one other flavor in there somewhere. Probably. Maybe. But I don't know. But it worked nicely. I like it. It gets better and better as you drink it. Smooths out as the ice starts to melt.
Also, you get drunker.
That too.
You know, that old chestnut.
But yeah, I would have this again.
Yeah. I might have the rest of the soda before.
You could do that.
With some of the booze.
You could do that. Because you're not driving home, and I am.
Yep. I'm doing you a favor, Smike. I'm removing that temptation.
You are, sir. You are. Smartwatch. And God bless you for it.
Thank you. You are.
S. Michael Smith. And you are.
M. Michael Carassi.
And we are.
Buddies in Space.
Which is a stolen language production.
Stolen language.
Stolen language. Did I mention I'm driving home?
I'm a little concerned now.
That might not happen for a few minutes. All right. Buddies in Space is a Stolen Dress Entertainment production. Visit stolendress.com to check out other Stolen Dress podcasts, blogs, tweets, videos, and books.
What?
Books.
I understand that you're saying a word. I just don't know what that is.
Books.
What are books?
You know those things that you can open up on your iPad and read them?
Oh, ebooks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Okay.
Except without an iPad.
So it's like an Android tablet?
Yes.
Okay.